Chairs No Waiting, episode number 745, Mayberry Meetup 2023 Report. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over there and check out the new Mayberry two-tone cap. That's right, you can get you a nice-looking baseball cap. While you're there, you might want to check out the Wholesome T-shirt. It's got Andy, Opie, and Aunt B on it. It's exclusive over at Weaver, so go and check that out. If you don't like the two-tone cap, maybe you'd like the Mayberry Patrol Car Emblem embroidered cap. Guys, go and check out Weaver's Department Store and see what you might like. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 745 is Marty Davis, and the Patreon patron of the week is Mike McGonigal. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's always fun to get together and just talk about the Andy Griffith Show and visit. And this week is no exception, because this past weekend we spent the Friday, we're really kind of Thursday night, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday morning at the Mayberry Meetup 2023. It's our 11th one, And we had a great time at the meetup, visiting with one another and just sharing fun times. And so I've got a few things I wanted to show and let you see. We gathered on Thursday night. We gathered on Thursday night at the gazebo so that I could get all the tech stuff figured out and make sure that the screen was set up and everything was there. And so we had a pretty big crowd on Thursday night that showed up for the meetup, and we had a good time. So if you're not interested in hearing about the meetup, stick around, because we're going to play trivia. I've got a video for you that's from 10 years ago where Floyd actually got to sing with Rodney Dillard. That's right. The darling boy himself, he got to sing with him. So, all right, it's me. Okay. I got to sing with Rodney Dillard. So we'll play that for you, and then we'll do some trivia. I've got all kinds of stuff tonight. So we headed over to Mount Airy. Basically Thursday night, we got everything set up. And then Friday we were there right in front of the Andy Griffith Museum, visiting and taking pictures of stuff like the Andy and Opie statue. Boy, if you guys hadn't seen this stuff, you've got to go to Mount Airy and see them, because it is so fun. And I filmed this little report while we were there that some of you may not have seen, because you don't all have Facebook, and I understand that. I posted it on Facebook. Here's my report from Friday, around lunchtime, a little before, a little after that. Of the things that were going to be coming up over the weekend. And I'll talk a little about it as it goes. But I thought you might enjoy this, because it's actually there at the Mount Airy.
Hey, everybody.
At the Playhouse.
I'm Alan Newsom, coming to you live. Well, it's recorded, but you know the feeling. Here at the Mayberry Meetup 2023, I'm here at the Andy Griffith Playhouse. If you're in the area and you want to do something free, you can come over here, have your picture made in front of the Mount Airy Mayberry mural. Or you can head over and check out the Forever Mayberry mural that's on this wall. So it's just right by, same side by side at the Andy Griffith Playhouse. As we move through here, I'm walking over to the front of the Playhouse. So the Andy Griffith Playhouse is where you'll find the Andy Griffith Museum and all the other stuff that I think you're gonna wanna do if you come here, including the Andy and Opie statue. So I've made it into the front now, so here's, in front of the Andy Griffith Playhouse, we've got the Andy and Opie statue is right over here behind me. They put in a brand new museum that's called the Art Center, that is now on the opposite side of the road from the Andy Griffith Playhouse, so you can see that. There's all kinds of things to do. Come down and get your picture made in front of the statue. Come in front of the Andy Griffith Playhouse, take your picture in front of it. Always fun to do. It's all free, but I encourage you to go into the museum. It's open 9 to 5 the next couple of days. On Saturday, you'll be able to go in and see Neil Brower. It's cost of admission to go in to see the museum, so you can see the museum and see at 2 o'clock you can see Neil Brower. So come early or stay a little later after his event. It takes about an hour for his presentation. Definitely encourage that. At 10:30 till noon, Randy Turner is going to be at Page's Bookstore. Pages, Pages Books, and Coffee. You can drop by and say hi to Randy, get you some coffee, get a book signed if you don't have one of Randy's books. Randy Turner, of course, a staple on the Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast. And you can come here and go to the Andy Griffith Museum. I definitely encourage that. Do that while you're here. Maybe head over to Wally's and check out the squad car tours. Those are great as well. And plus, you can go and sit behind the courthouse desk at Wally's service station. They have a courthouse. They have all kinds of cool stuff. We got squad cars driving by, going behind me right there on the squad car tours. Definitely encourage you to do that. You can go to squadcartours.com. Check it out. Basically, have fun. Meet with us on Friday night, starting around 6 o'clock probably at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. Saturday night, you can come 5 or 6 o'clock as well. We're going to get started and just have fun for the whole weekend. As I see things that I think you might enjoy, I'll let you know. For all of you that can't be here, we're missing you. But I hope we can just keep you informed just a little bit of all the goings-on here in Mayberry. Till next time, guys. See you later.
All right. So that was Alan live recorded during the Mayberry meetup, and we did have a great time. We got together that evening at the Mayberry gazebo, and one of the things we did was had a pickle contest. That is right. And I got drafted into being one of the judges. Drafted would be the correct thing to say. I was drafted into being that. So it was myself, Ken Junkin, who plays Otis with us as tribute artist, and Norm Schultz, who does the first Floyd, you know, Walter Baldwin version of Floyd. And we got to be the judges for the pickle contest. And, well, they were pretty good pickles. They were pretty good. But we had a really fun time. We would, we judged them. We rated them on crispness, on, you know, everything we could think of. We rated these pickles and wrote it down. And then we had no idea whose pickles were whose. But then, who won? I can't. Oh, Sarah Blaine. I think she won. It was Sarah who won the pickle contest, wasn't it? So she is in our chat room every week, and she was the winner. And Indiana Steve in our chat room came in second place, and Eric Lowry, our mayor. Mayor Pike, he came in third. So we had a nice representative group of folks who won the pickle contest. There was about eight groups of pickles. I had eight jars, eight different kinds of pickles. But everybody gathered, and we just had a great time doing that kind of stuff. And then also just watching the Andy Griffith Show together on Friday night. This was on Friday night. It was Don Knott's 99th birthday, by the way, and we had about 115 people there that were gathered around the gazebo there at the Mayberry Motor Inn in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And what a fun time it was, man. The weather this year could not have been better. It was for a July evening. The humidity was not terrible. It was reasonably good. And so later that evening, I had another report that I gave. So if you would like to hear it, here it is. Whether you really like to hear it or not, I'm going to play it for you. So here's a report from that Friday evening.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're here at the Mayberry meetup Friday night. Folks are down here watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show behind me. I think you can see them.
Yeah,
you can. And we've had a big crowd tonight. Folks signed the book. I don't have an idea yet of who all was here or how many. But we had a great night. We had a pickle contest, had trivia from the Andy Griffith Show, had trivia from the Mayberry Man movie. We had a jam session going on out here where the band was playing. It's just been a great time. Sorry you're not here with us, if you're not. And if you were here, thanks for coming. We really appreciate you being here with us. We've had a lot of fun. It's not over yet. We've still got probably another hour or so to go before everybody starts bailing out about 10:30 or 11 o'clock. But if you can make it, tomorrow night we'll be here. We're going to start somewhere around 6 o'clock. I think they're going to start some of the jam session stuff. The music would start around 5:30. So come on out to the Mayberry Motor Inn. Here's the sign behind me, the Mayberry Motor Inn gazebo. You can come out and be a part of all the fun that we're having. If you're in the area, it doesn't cost you anything. Just come out, watch the Mandy Griffith Show under the stars with us, and we would love to have you spend your day having fun here in Mount Airy on Saturday. And we got Bible study on Sunday morning, and then everybody will be heading back home. But folks, it's been a great, great weekend so far, and I expect it to just continue. So we'll see you here if you're able to come. If not, we'll check in like this so that you get at least a feel of kind of the goings on here at the Mayberry Meetup. See you later, guys.
You know, I honestly don't say goings on very often. So this is both of these videos, I talked about that. But we did have a great time on Friday night. And then basically Saturday. Oh, I should mention Boo's Kitchen down in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's kind of right across the street from Barney's Cafe. Have you ever been to Barney's? It's right across the street from it, right beside Wyatt's, right there on Main Street. They brought and donated, I don't remember how many, 7 or 8 Morelli's pizzas. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They have started making pizzas at the Boo's Kitchen, and they're good. And so they brought pizzas to us on Friday night. Of course, I was working, trying to get all the shows and everything ready, so I didn't get any. So what did Alan do the next day? He took Jan to Boo's Kitchen to eat pizza. So everybody else had pizza on Friday night, but I went over and ate pizza on Saturday. So go by there and tell them hey. Of course, we also went to the Loaded Goat during the weekend. It was the Snappy Lunch and Leon's were both closed this weekend, so we couldn't go there. But we had a good time going by and eating, and we want to thank them for donating all those pizzas to it. So that was very nice of them. Jan and I both enjoyed the pizzas. So thank you very much. And so did everybody else at the meetup. Everybody was getting to eat them and had fun. So on Saturday, we had Neil Brower's class. That's right. We got to go and be a part of Neil's class. It wasn't quite as big a crowd as we've had in some years. I think there just weren't as many people in there, but we all had a wonderful time. He did Floyd the Gay Deceiver was the episode that he presented information about. And the folks in the chat room were just talking about a minute ago that, so as he was about to do the show, he wanted to talk about Howard McNear and Floyd. And so he had asked me, he said, okay, I'm going to ask a bunch of trivia questions to you and see how good you know Floyd. And I was like, oh no, this could be embarrassing. But I did very well. I don't know how many questions there were, but I only missed one. Cause I didn't know where Floyd went to barber college. So if you weren't at Neil's event and you know where he went to barber college, or if you're not in our chat room tonight and heard me tell it right before we started, I would like to know, because I did not know that. I'm going to have to look that up and I'm going to have to listen. I don't know how I don't know this, but that was the only question that I didn't get. But we had a great time at Neil's class. It's always a lot of fun. Neil is so good at his presentations. I definitely encourage you during Mayberry Days to make sure you go and hear Neil speak, because you will not regret doing that. It's Neil is just awesome. And of course, as part of Neil's going to see Neil, you have to buy tickets to go into the Mayberry Andy Griffith Museum, I should say. And so Jan and I went in and again looked around. I go in here every year and I always see something different. But there were several of us that went up and visited around in the museum and got our picture made in front of the Mayberry Courthouse that's inside there, where the real Sheriff and Justice of the Peace signs are, by the way. So we had a great time just looking at all the cool stuff they have there in the museum. and getting some pictures made. But not long after that, so that was at 2 o'clock. I mean, Randy Turner had a session from 10:30 to 11 over at Pages Books and Coffee. And I heard it was a pretty good turnout over there for him as well. That's great. I didn't get to go. When we do these Mayberry meetups, just so folks know that might come, I'm the one that sets up all the tech, and I'm also the one that usually takes it all down and puts it back up. Well, I am always the one that does that because I don't want anybody to mess up anything. And so by the time we get finished, after, you know, we end up about 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and I start packing everything up and get the car reloaded and carried around and put it back where it goes, it's, you know, 12:31. I think it was almost 2 o'clock before it was 1:40 before we got in the bed on Friday night. So we slept in a little bit on Saturday, but we were able to make it over and eat and then go to Neil's thing. And then we headed back over to the gazebo there for another great time we had over there, because we had folks that were doing an amateur look-alike contest. And so it's an amateur tribute artist look-alike contest. And so Terry Varvel and myself were kind of the host, and we had the Morrison sisters, we had Chris Stone, and I forgot, Goober Fife was Buzz Jenkins. There it is. Woo, I've come up with my head. He was Buzz Jenkins. So that's always the fun thing, because people dress up like people that you've never seen anybody dress up like before. So it's pretty fun. So he had his chicken and everything with him. Chris Stone from the Mayberry Man movie was one of the folks, which was pretty cool. We never had anything like that. And James Andy-ish, that's in our chat room, he was dressed up like Andy when he was going to marry that couple, you know, so he's in his nightshirt and he's got that hat on and everything. When the Wakefields and the Carters came to be married, that's what he dressed up like. And oh my goodness, he looked absolutely amazing. I believe he won, but I can't remember because there are no prizes for this. It's just for pride and making everybody in the whole group smile and laugh. So if you guys are not, if you're just listening to this version, I kind of encourage you to go and check out the video version of this podcast, because I'm showing photos of what was going on during all these events. We had Sarah Blaine, who had won our pickle contest. She dressed up as the manicurist. She did a good job. I think she may have come in third. And I don't. There he is, Mike Creech. He was on Friday night. I didn't have a picture, I don't think, at least not on my phone. He dressed up as Indiana Mike. Well, that's Indiana Jones, but he was Indiana Mike. He looked like Indiana Jones. He had on the whole outfit. He even had the monkey gold thing from the first movie. He had all kinds of stuff with him. And then on Saturday night, as part of the amateur look-alike contest, he was dressed up as Dud Wash when he came back, and he had everything in his pockets: letters from Charlene, the cat's eye ring, the petals from the mountain gladiola, and her hair ribbon. He had all that in his little waist pouch he was wearing. It was awesome. He did great. So I think he may have been second. I can't remember. I don't remember. James was first, I think, and he was second. And there was debate, because James has been dressing up as a tribute artist and coming to some of the events. And we weren't quite sure if he was qualified to be an amateur tribute artist or not. But we decided he was, because he probably had never gotten paid for it. So I don't know. Anyway, it was a great time. We had great fun. And we're doing all this stuff before dark. So we started, and I didn't even mention Cody organized a jam session. And boy, we had music going on from about 5 to 6. The amateur tribute artist contest started at 6, and that lasted for 30 or 40 minutes. I mean, it was just so, it was such a great evening. It was a great evening that we were having, a great time. There was the big raffle and silent auction that we had, giving away door prizes as well. So folks pretty much were able to leave there with stories and Mayberry memorabilia and just lots and lots of great memories. So I think everybody had a really good time. And we took the group picture on Saturday night. We'll be posting some of those online in our Facebook groups and stuff. So you'll be able to see them if you'd like to. This is a image taken with a phone, but Jan and Cody both took, if you're watching the video, you can see it, but they took some really good pictures with their real good cameras. And then, that night, this happened to me twice over the weekend. I actually meant to do a video, but it ended up just being a picture I took of myself. So I had to then do the video that I'm about to play for you. So here's the video report from Saturday night to give you just a little bit more of a rundown from Alan from Saturday night. So let's see.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Alan coming to you from the Saturday night version of the Mayberry Meetup. Folks have already started heading out because it's 10 o'clock here, and folks are heading home, heading back to get some sleep before they got to head home tomorrow. But we've had a great crowd. I don't even know exactly how many we had tonight, but we had a jam session with bluegrass going on at 5 o'clock, had a amateur tribute artist contest, had some great stuff in that. Hopefully there'll be pictures online that you may have already seen. We've had trivia, we've had stories, and we've been watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. This is the one we're actually going to do the Mayberry Bible study on in the morning before we head out of here. But that's what's playing in the background for us. And it's just been a great time. People have gotten to know one another and visit with one another. And we've made some new friends and met a lot of old ones. But that's what we do at the Mayberry Meetup. You get to get together with people that are like us, that love the Andy Griffith Show, and spend time just visiting and talking. And man, we've had a great time here at the Mayberry Motor Inn. I encourage you to come sometime to the Mayberry Motor Inn. When you're in town, make sure you drop by the great places in town as well. The Mayberry on Main, the Wally Service, all these wonderful places. I encourage you to go and see them. Of course, drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com online. But if you're in town, make sure you go and see these guys. I even have my Weaver's hat on. So, yeah, that's good. So, definitely, if you get a chance, Lord willing, we'll be doing this again next year. I encourage you to try to make it. If you can't make it to this, or even if you can, I encourage you to make it to Mayberry Days. And there's several other Mayberry events going on. Go to imayberry.com and look for the event calendar. All kinds of events there that may be near you. So, think about going to those. You know, we didn't say much about it, but Friday night when we were here, it was the 99th birthday of Don Knotts. So we were here celebrating that. Next year, we'll be celebrating the 100th. And there's going to be another event going on out in Missouri celebrating it, too, the same weekend, obviously. So you're going to have all different parts of the country. You'll have somewhere to go next year, this time of year. So start thinking about it and seeing if you can't make some plans to be there. I want to thank everybody that was here for the money we raised for the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. They'll all be executive producers for a little while of the podcast, but we thank you. And folks, until next year, maybe I'll give you an update tomorrow morning after the Bible study or during it as well, but until then, we'll see you later. Good night, everybody.
So there you go. That was a report. And thank you. We did raise a lot of money for the podcast. It was $800 and something, I believe, that I think it's in the bedroom. I don't have it. But thank you for that. That will definitely help out. And I've been using that money just as a report for anybody that may have donated money either to the podcast through the meetup like that and doing the raffles or through other things. I've improved equipment around here. I bought some wireless microphones that we use during the Mayberry meetup. I bought a new screen for us to project stuff on. So all the money that I raise is pretty much getting turned around and to try to make the show better. I've been trying to hire a host that was better than me to be able to help you guys out too. And that might help, but they don't work cheap enough. So you're stuck with me, and I'll just do the best I can with what you've given me. But I do appreciate everything. Folks that are able to donate money, time, or just to tell other people about the podcast. Thank you so much. And thanks for everybody for being there. On Sunday morning, we gathered at the gazebo once again and did the Mayberry Bible study. And had a absolutely great time that too. I think there were somewhere around 20 or so people there. You could count them in a picture, I suppose, but I didn't count them. And on Saturday night, there's about 115. So there's 102 or so on Friday, 115 on Saturday, and about 20 were able to stick around for the Bible study. And what a great time we had. I just really always hate leaving because I just enjoy spending time with everybody going through this. And well, some absolutely great memories were made this past weekend. I encourage you, if you have a chance, as I said on the last part of that video, if you have a chance to go to one of the meetings or meetups, definitely encourage you to do that. All right. So one quick thing, that's over, but one quick thing I wanted to mention, the Mayberry Man movie. I just did a screenshot of this. I cannot say it, but it is now available it says DVD Final Latino. So it's in it's in Spanish. And so there's a cover with Spanish L. I'm not even going to try to say this. I don't know how to say it. So you Spanish speakers, if you see the video, you'll be able to see it. But it has the Spanish language version of the cover of the DVD there. So so that was just kind of cool. I want to get me a copy of the Spanish language version because I want to see what Floyd sounds like. And I want to listen. Maybe I can learn how to say it. Say what Floyd says. All right. So I want to play here a video clip for you that I think you will enjoy. This was from 2013 at an event in Troy, North Carolina that our friend Jeff Branch puts together and puts on. As part of that, he had Rodney Dillard was at this event, and I was lucky enough to be able to perform on stage with him as Floyd the Barber. I think I may have played this before, but this is from 2013, guys. So here is Floyd singing with the Dillards. What an honor. Singing House of the Rising Floyd.
As much as Mayberry and the characters, would you come up here and do that famous Floyd song?
Oh, yeah.
And rock out for these folks here. They would like to hear a little blues. A little blues?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. Yeah. Oh, this is big. Yeah. It's even better than Hell of Demons Mayberry. I'll do the House of the Rising Floyd. Yeah, I usually have my pink coat on so I can come out here and be Pink Floyd. House of the Rising Floyd. Y'all ready?
Mayberry, where there are two
What an honor that was, ladies and gentlemen, getting to perform with Rodney Dillard. I didn't think about it at the time, but as soon as this is over, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to sing with Rodney Dillard and his band, the Dillard Band. Oh my goodness. I've been performing that song off and on for a long time. My buddy Lyle Fells wrote most of the lyrics. I had to add another verse in it, but he wrote them and I wrote one. Somebody else wrote the actual song, you know, not us, but the lyrics we wrote. Wow, what a fun time that was. And wow, Rodney, thank you so much for letting me do that. I almost got to do it again in Scottsburg, but I didn't get to. Oh, he was this close. He was going to let me do it, but I couldn't get there early enough to rehearse. Anyway, doggone it. So it was a lot of fun. Had a great time. Folks, we are going to play a little bit of trivia if you guys are ready. So pull out your pencils and papers. And let's play some Mayberry trivia. Here we go. Question number one. Andy became mayor of Mayberry. Andy became the mayor of Mayberry. True or false? True or false? Andy became the mayor of Mayberry. The answer, I'm not going to give you a lot of time on this. The answer is that's false. Nope, he did not. Nope, he didn't become mayor of Mayberry. Number two, name a mayor of Mayberry. So you got some choices. Name a mayor of Mayberry. You have several choices. So there's at least three choices I can give you the right answer for. Name a mayor of Mayberry. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you one of them because I don't think you're going to get it. Jenkins is one of them. Mayor Jenkins. You probably wouldn't get that one. I think you might get the other two because they were actually on the show. The other two are Mayor Stoner and Mayor Pike. Mayor Pike. All right. So how did you do? Did you do all right on those? Did you get those? You only had to get one of those mayors. So that was two questions so far. All right, false was the answer on the first one. I think I told you that. Number three, how many Claudes are in the Beeman family? That's a good one. How many Claudes are in the Beeman family? Oh, you got to think about this one. How many Claudes were in the Beeman family? All right. This is a good one. Oh, they saw him walking by after church, I believe it was. All right, not counting Claudette. Not counting Claudette. How many Claudes are there? Or maybe, does it count Claudette? So there was Claude Senior, Claude Junior, and Plain Claude. Plain Claude. Oh, I always just thought that was because he was so plain looking. No, it's because he's not a senior or junior. He's just plain Claude. Yeah, if you count Claudette, which that wouldn't count because Claudette's a different name than Claude. So it was three. Three is the answer. There's Claudette Beeman, too. All right, so three was what we're looking for. That was a fun name. I like that one. All right, number four. Who brewed moonshine in their greenhouse? Who brewed moonshine in their greenhouse? All right. So the answer, I'll give you some multiple choice. Was it the Mendelbright sisters? Was it the Morrison sisters? Was it Clara and her sisters? Or was it the Darlins? Who brewed moonshine in their greenhouse? The answer is the Morrison sisters. The Morrison sisters did that. All right, so that's four questions. True or false? Otis gave a plaque to the town of Mayberry. True or false? Otis gave a plaque to the town of Mayberry. The answer is true. He ended up donating that plaque to the town of Mayberry that he was presented. Remember that? Otis, that was true. Name one of Barney's slingshot tricks. That's number five. No, six. Number six. Name one of Barney's slingshot tricks. He's got several of them. Remember the slingshot? All right. Name one of Barney's slingshot tricks. Okay. You only got to name one of them. Here they are. So you'll have to decide whether you got them correct. There was over the mountain, behind the barn, and under the bridge, and tail gunner. So there was several of those. Behind the barn is not behind the back. Somebody in the chat room said behind the back. Nope, it's behind the barn, under the bridge, tail gunner, or over the mountain. All right. Number seven. Within 3 pounds, what did Barney weigh on his fifth anniversary as a deputy? Within 3 pounds. We're being nice to you here. Within 3 pounds, what did Barney weigh on his fifth anniversary as a deputy? So can you get within 3 pounds of the correct answer? Oh, Indiana Steve nails the answer in the chat room. Does anybody else have it? The answer, the real answer, is 138. So if you're within 3 pounds, you get it right. If you're not within 3 pounds and guessed like 125 or something like that, you're that's not within 3 pounds. But if you guess 138 and a half, that will work. That is perfect. All right. Final question. And come on, really? All right. Who received a plaque and then presented it to the town of Mayberry? If you don't get this one, you weren't even listening earlier. Come on. Who received a plaque and then presented it to the town of Mayberry? All right, I'm not going to wait long on this because I gave you the answer earlier. Who received a plaque and then presented it to the town of Mayberry? Well, it was Otis. We just talked about that. Yeah. So how did you do? I hope you did good and hope you enjoyed it. Folks, I have enjoyed being here with you. I enjoyed being here or being with the crowd over the weekend in Mount Airy. I appreciate everybody that was there. And everybody that wished they were there, I appreciate them too. Try to take some time and schedule, if you can, a trip to Mayberry and come to see us in Mount Airy during Mayberry Days. We'd love to have you there. Or if you can't make it, go over to imayberry.com and check out the event calendar and see what might be happening near you. One last thing to remind you of, there is a Mayberry cruise coming up at the end of October, and there are still rooms available. That's right. You can still get a cabin for the Mayberry meetup, the Mayberry cruise that's coming up the 28th through the 2nd, 28th of October through the 2nd of November of 2023. There's still some room or cabins left, but you're going to have to contact them. You can head over to Facebook.com/Mayberry Cruise, and all the information is there. You got to contact them directly to be able to go and be a part of the cruise. So go and check it out. Folks, I have had a great time being here, and I hope you have had a great time spending some time here in Mayberry with me as well. Thank you for being here, and I would love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 or drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com. All kinds of ways to get in touch with me that you can find there. Of course, one of them is emailing me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. Come on and join us on the cruise. Come to Mayberry Days. All kinds of fun events coming up. So don't miss out if you can possibly make it. Until next time, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.